Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and we have a really interesting, a fascinating paradigm shifter tonight. Vladimir Turek, who is a Czechoslovakian MD. But as far as I know, Vladimir, you had an opening, kind of something that has shifted you out of the MD role and into a multidimensional counselor or facilitator. Welcome to the show, Vladimir. We have a lot to ask you about.
Oh, thank you, Veronica, and thank you all listeners for listening to this show and to me, what I have to say.
So, what happened to shift you from being the Czech equivalent of an MD into being this really amazing healer? Not that MDs aren't amazing healers, but it's a different world, right?
Yes, there were many factors, but the most important was an understanding. When I started to work in hospital, I understood, and during medical studies in university, me and my colleagues or friends who were studying medicine understood that there is something wrong with medicine, because you have to study thousands and thousands of pages, and there is no result.
Oh, that's
And
big job.
we are actually we're trying to look at physical body through microcosm and micro level of the physical body, and through also macro level. And after all these studies and understanding of the mechanics of physiology of the body, there were no results. And when we were studying internal medicine, you have always prognosis. You have a disease and then prognosis. And for instance, in many cases, there was like the cause wasn't known, and the prognosis was based on some statistics. But the statistics were based on how medical science was approaching the illness, not through shamans or Chinese or Ayurvedic doctors or practitioners. So at the time, in the end of the study, I just understood that there is something wrong. And when I started to work in the hospital, then, and it was psychiatry hospital. First day, I had enlightenment or awakening, revelation, that it is purely diagnostic specialization, and the treatment doesn't exist. And or it is covering symptomatology only. And so I was depressed, and I set up internally a goal. And at the time I wasn't awakened, and at the time I wasn't believer in God, because everybody in Eastern Bloc, but also, you know, in certain countries like Sweden, people don't believe in God, because simply when you have a genocide for 2,000 years by certain religious group, which slaughtered millions and millions of people in Europe, then the whole collective consciousness actually reject God and idea of spirituality. So big population of Europe don't believe, and I believe that Americans are farther, because here there are 99% of people believing in God and in spirituality. So everything is much easier here. And so the trauma within the collective consciousness of Europe, of people over there, created that block. And so I wasn't believer, and I didn't know what spirituality is. I was depressed, but I set up the goal that I want to be able to heal fully psychosis, like depression, or, you know, schizophrenia. And it took me 5-6 years since that moment that I was able to do it.
Hmm.
And
how did you do it?
You have to understand the field. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the dynamic within the field and the cascade of events which are influencing various aspects of the field, various levels, various structures, various energy flows. And basically, it is a psycho-spiritual crisis when the person is halfway awakened, but he's stuck, let's say, on astral level. Certain structures are damaged based on, you know, based on drugs which are drilling holes into auric field.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, let's say, to have a, yeah. So basically, this was my understanding. And then I had a client who was saying that she was ET abductee. Mm. Of course, my colleagues didn't believe in it, and they just were using regular antipsychotic therapy with anxiolytics and sedatives. And when I started to talk to that client after my shift, then the ETs came, and I gave clients like multiple questions, and over the night the ETs were talking to her, and she brought a bunch of papers full of notes.
How exciting! How wonderful!
And we made a connection with ETs, and these were Zetas at the time.
Right. Okay.
And she was extremely happy that I was able to talk about it. You know, and I purchased some books at the time for the first time, printed after fall of Bolshevism in Eastern Bloc.
Mm-hmm.
And these books were talking about New Mexico and all this exciting stuff here. And it didn't appear on my mind that suddenly, you know, I will appear here,
oh.
You know, 10, 15 years later. And New Mexico is a nice, special place, and it has own magic and enigma, and yeah. So,
well, tell me this: did
I was guided, kind of. So there was disillusionment from the medicine. I concluded this is not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I was guided to go to America. I came here. I had family here, and then I studied healing school and doing various workshops. In the meantime, spiritual gates opened, and I reconnected with my spiritual family, which is multidimensional family. I was guided certain direction, studying things, understanding connection between medicine and field, energy field of a human being. And
you studied with the Barbara Brennan School, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a pretty exciting thing. Also, when you said your multidimensional spiritual family, and then it's somewhere I read that you saw your entire blueprint, multidimensional blueprint. Is that right?
Yeah. There are many blueprints. On each even dimension level, we have blueprint. But when between us on third dimension level and God, there are very many levels. And when we get to the level of outside of this universe, these beings are living longer than the whole universe, and they are actually projecting themselves in form of little sparks. And these sparks within our universe are pretty big and contain around 20,000. One spark can contain around 20,000 incarnees. And lower you go, you know, less identities is projected to a particular level. So our soul is projecting around 12 identities in past and future during the period of 26,000 years. But when we go to nine-dimensional level, it is like 144 identities.
Identities? Wow.
Identities, yeah. These identities have many incarnations, and they are sharing the same DNA. So the oversoul is projecting into third-dimensional level 144 identities with many incarnations. And when we go to 12-dimensional level, it is 144 times 12, which is around 1728 identities. And when we go to the 15-dimensional level, then it is 1728 times 12, around 20,000.
So you actually experienced that that system. You experienced what that meant?
Yes, yes, yes. Not only that, but I went outside of this universe and experienced beings which look like when you take a Salvador Dali pictures, paintings. I believe he was painting the world, so-called inner worlds of God. When inanimate objects of our world, over there are very advanced objects. Like we take plant kingdom here, and when we track the spirit of particle plant, we end up outside of this universe. And these are extremely potent beings, like eucalyptus, rose, lotus, citruses like lemon, grapefruit, orange, Palo Santo. I met these beings close to God. They look like geometrical shapes. And a rose or Palo Santo or frankincense, they are so powerful that the level of purity, when you encounter them, you feel like they will burn you totally.
Wow.
They will vaporize you because the power, purity, and level of beauty, definition of its internal structure and its own boundaries is so powerful that, you know, if you are in a shamanic state and you encounter these beings, you really have to pray to God that you will survive the ride, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, rose, Palo Santo, eucalyptus, peppermint, you know.
But when you say that...
Sandalwood, for instance.
Oh, okay.
You know, these are extremely strong, very intelligent beings. And... So these are evolved beings which are assisting us, and when we are existing here and we are exploring ourselves like an individuated divine spark and actually exploring and finding out how we look at certain level of existence, then in particle inner worlds of God, we look like this not animate objects from Salvador Dali paintings, but when we go closer to God, we look like a geometrical shape. When we are in 15th dimension level, we look like a flower of, look like fountain of structured light of beautiful geometrical shapes. For instance, Amaji, Divine Mother here, the being who is representing Divine Mother on planet Earth, she's actually operating from 15th dimensional level. And when you look how she looks on that level, you see perfectly structured light of various colors of rainbow put into beautiful flower, arranged into beautiful, you know, flower.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but when we are going up, then suddenly you look like a Empire State Building, your divine spark as big, and you like Veronica would be the ant sitting on the wall of the Empire State Building. This is the ratio.
Why did you say it could get dangerous earlier? You said
you have to be purified when you are meeting with these beings.
Okay.
Because Rose, from certain time or experience, I was afraid to encounter the essence of the Rose because of the tremendous power. You know, it is like you see the fairy tales and the dark fighting with the light, and there is a struggling, I don't know, princess and prince to come together, and there are dark forces around, and suddenly, I don't know, I'm making it up, but suddenly prince brings a rose, and you know, the darkness is dispersed. Something along these lines.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
The rose looks like a gentle flower, which can be destroyed any time. But the opposite is true. It's so powerful that it can purify this planet within a blink of an eye.
Well, let's ask it to come. So you're saying from the 15th dimension.
Rose is operating from almost God level, from geomantic level. It's everything is sacred geometry, and held by sound. These beings look like various geometrical shapes, and they are defined by sound. And
could you hear them?
Yeah, for instance, you have aspect which is there. So you can connect to that aspect, geomantic self, and talk to it. And it will connect with you.
So when you open to experience this, I don't know where to go with that. Did you embody it quite well? Could you... What happened to you? Did you feel changed? Or
basically, I believe in this philosophy. Where will I bring the example how we should live on this planet? We can get it from the ancient texts, but if you are able to connect with extraterrestrial beings from various evolved star nations, you will find out that the way they are operating is walking life multidimensionally. So if you are talking to them, you ask them question, and they immediately are able to connect either with their guides or to some library and store the information in some crystals. Or they can connect to Akashic records within our planet, their planet, galaxy, star system, you know, universal system. So they are aware of microcosm, macrocosm, any being. They are able to connect to any living being and know what is happening with that being. So if I'm in the garden and I want to know what is happening with the tree or with my dog or with any animal or with a crystal or a stone, anything, then there is a way to feel the experience of that individuated consciousness. And immediately you collect the data and you make a particular steps how to connect and interact with the particular individuated consciousness. And if it is somebody from outer space, you need your guides to give you an idea what are the, you know, codes under which you are interacting with somebody from out there. But we have so many beings on this planet, in plant kingdom, for instance, or animal kingdom, then we don't need to fly to the galaxy. And, you know, mm-hmm. really, you can talk to the animals, and their level of intelligence is higher than many people.
That's true.
Around here, maybe. Mm-hmm. It depends what animal.
Well, tell me about, let's jump to the ETs first, then we'll go back to animals. Are they, would you equate their consciousness to being in like the 15th dimension, or do you think they're in a different system?
Animals are very interesting. You have to always search who is incarnated in the animal. It can be animal spirit, where the level of development of the soul is kind of proper for the life form the soul is incarnated in. And I give you an example. I have a motorcycle, mm-hmm. and it has a spirit.
Oh, really?
Then that spirit is male spirit, and he never been incarnated in animal plant kingdom, like multicell organism, like a, let's say, a tree. But he will get there. And I'm talking to him to tell me what is wrong with the motorcycle. When I have my car, the animal spirit, the spirit of the car, had incarnation in plant kingdom, and it is she, and she came here for this particular incarnation to serve. And we have some kind of contract because I have the car for a long time.
Hmm.
And it broke, and it looked like this is the end. And she was sent back. She went to the spirit, and she was sent back to extend her service after I repaired the car. You know?
So your car had a near-death experience, right?
Yes, and she had a condition. She has a condition. Huh. That I may not sell this car to anybody else.
Oh, my. What kind of car is it?
It's, you know, it's a, what is it? Mazda. It's a pickup truck.
Oh, okay.
And this was a condition that if in future I purchase a new car, I have to keep this car, either to keep it or take it to the junkyard. Nobody else will be operating the car because the spirit doesn't want to connect with the energy field and spirit of anybody else. And this was the condition under which she came back.
Oh, interesting. Huh?
But she was incarnated in plant kingdom, and she's very happy to return them there.
Ah.
And so we have, let's say, not so evolved spirit, but in the animal, we can have animal spirit, human spirit, then extraterrestrial spirit, ascendant master spirit, or I believe in Krishna has the cow. At the time, that cow could be even outside of this universe. It could be direct incarnation of God, for instance. We would have to do precise research and look how the particular life stream is connected to greater life stream. And if it was direct incarnation of particular big life stream or this particular spark had own incarnational path or path of individuated journey or of individuated consciousness. So with the animal, we have to be careful. And in Santa Fe, for instance, many people have very advanced animals. These are not even humans. Some, many of them are humans or sages even.
Wow. Do you know any of that?
Oh, yeah, multiple. I was doing healing on four horses, and one horse was ET, extraterrestrial, another was, and he was afraid of people. Another was sage from India, for instance, and he was holding the space for all other three horses, and he loved humans.
Wow.
And the other horses were very accomplished horses from past lives, like they won, you know, some races.
So you're saying that they have their higher, their evolutional hierarchy goes up through the dimensions? Is that what I'm hearing? And also, can you talk a bit about dolphins and whales?
Yeah. The hierarchies, when we look at it, so I would like to say to listeners that you take a plant or animal or a human being or extraterrestrial or planetary system or star or galaxy, everything that has heart, you know, and an insect too. The whole spirit has the ant, like if you have ant nest, it is one spirit. All the ants are part of one spirit. This is why they find always way home. And so you have to investigate what is incarnated there and find out. It can be guardians. It can be from plant or animal kingdom spirits. But you can always track it to the bigger sparks, divine sparks, towards higher dimensions or outside of the universe.
Just by asking or communicating.
Yes, you need to learn maybe techniques, but it is part also of your purification of your auric field, so you develop your high sensory perception. It would be good if you do it with your guide, because you never know who is incarnated in that body, in that person. And if it is from family of dark, and both families of light and dark are incarnated on this planet according the ordinance, galactic ordinance, and universal ordinance for juicy experience and learning. And so I would always ask the assistance of guides, also because of respecting the boundaries.
But the guides themselves can be of different levels too, can't they? Different dimensional levels, and can they?
They are. But they are. But if you are asking who is incarnated in that person or that animal, you would want to respect the identity or that being wish, for instance, not to be identified or just to be respected. So your guides will help you to properly connect with that being and to show you, let's say, some aspect of that being. And because the level of maturity, and we have all soul ages on this planet, from family of light, from family of dark, from thousands of star systems with thousands of agendas and specializations. So we don't want to reveal information which is not appropriate way. You are walking your path on planet Earth, and you step 1 foot out of your path, and you hurt 5,000 people.
Wow.
It's so crowded. It's so precisely designed that 7 billion people on such small planet has thousands of specializations coming from the universe and having precise resource to express their own creativity, which was a wish of their soul. And this has to be respected. This is not like planet with one purpose or, you know, one specialization. Anybody from universe can come here. Artists, singers, painters, engineers, scientists, spiritual leaders, all specializations from the whole universe can come here and find job here. So when we are, we need to respect boundaries in order to coexist on this planet peaceful way. And if people are wounded, despite the fact that they can be advanced, and you cross boundaries, you can really hurt somebody, for instance. So there are various ethical rules. And of course, if you are a healer, you have more access, for instance, than somebody else, like an engineer, for instance. But it depends on the soul purpose, maturity, and all other factors, you know. It's very individual, so I don't want to generalize or make some generalizations about this. But there are general rules, ethical rules.
Let's talk about, not to change the subject, but to enhance a part that you were speaking of earlier, which is in the healing, in the medicine, and the learning about this multidimensional existence. And I know that you have woven, or you've combined all these levels of knowledge in your healing work. Can you explain something about that? I think it calls...
Yes.
I think it's exciting.
yeah. Regular medicine is dealing with physiology and pathophysiology on molecular and genetic level, and then cell level and tissue level and organ level and the whole organism level,
right,
and environment.
Right.
But it's difficult to predict behavior of certain pathophysiological processes. And of course, we use statistics to predict something.
Mm-hmm.
But medicine never explained the cause. It explains only certain chain of events on molecular level, how the disease happened.
Right.
But out of that full chain of events, they are explaining 5% or 10%. And then you have 90% of unexplained. And unless you go into the multidimensional field or unified field or quantum field and you start to break down the processes participating on particular illness, then you will not be able to fully grasp the illness. And
so is it like saying it's karmic stuff or subconscious or... old
karmic soldiers. Is one chain of, let's say, you have a 10 feet of chain reactions.
Right.
And, you know, karmic is just a half feet somewhere in the middle.
Hmm.
Karmic, when we set up our incarnational path of, let's say, 1,000 incarnations, it has already embedded programs within it. So it will steer you towards certain experiences on your path. And that programs are actual energetic holographic constructs within the field. You put it there before you came to this planet. and you may not touch them unless you fully understood what that particular program or learning was all about.
So what if I come to you with, I've got a genetic illness or I've got MS or something, how do you work with me? Do you use 15, you know?
Yeah, you know, the MS is just storing emotions into spine, lowering the frequency of the field of the spine, and starting autoimmune disease or reaction, and activation of prions within it, but they wouldn't be activated if your field didn't drop, haven't dropped down frequency-wise. So
your job is to find out which dimensions were...
My job is to find out why the field dropped down in frequency along the spine.
Okay.
And it is based on wounding, and wounding creates habitual emotional reactions in interactions with others, and habitual storing into the particular part of your field and body connected with that particular part of the field. So somebody is storing it into stomach, somebody into head, somebody into heart, spine, you know, knees. But the common denominator is the wound of separation.
And does a patient need to connect with that in an awareness thing, like a near-death experience, or?
I believe that he is, if it is very old or older person, and in this incarnation, nobody in spirit is expecting that that person can make big leap in his or her consciousness. Then through divine grace, for the sake of joyful end of the life, they will remove blockages, but the learning or the task of learning will continue in the next lifetime. It depends. Everything is individual.
Can we break out of those chains?
Yeah. Awareness. When you are aware from any level of existence between first dimension and God, simply through awareness, you can heal or you can prevent disasters. Let's say, theoretically, if your body has some illness and you really become aware what is the mechanics and you feel it, and you bring it into your feeling field, and that part of the body understands that you feel it, immediately the healing process starts because the awareness is bringing, the awareness itself is a energy informational bridge between one individuated consciousness with the other. So if you have an observer, an observed object, which is cocooned and turned inward in great pain of separation, and some stranger comes and says, "Hi, is anybody home?" And, you know, the other being B, he'll say, yeah. What is happening? And the stranger starts to make a connection through just act of interest, being interested, what is happening. Then the connection, the energy bridge is built, and the separation is lessened. And the pain is a separation, and the healing happens through removal of the separation.
Do you have any examples of real people that were in dire straits that you worked with this way?
Yeah. Let me think.
And I want to throw one more question in, which is that does the actual brain, the cell, you know, the our brain, does it actually change when people can make those connections or become, you were using the word conscious and aware. As we become conscious and aware, can we change our brain pattern, which might have recorded some cellular lineage stuff?
Yeah. When you ask brain, how does it feel? When New Yorker and atheistic intellectual ask his brain, he's enlightened and suddenly he's convinced that he can talk to his organs. So he asks the brain, how do you feel? And the brain gets really angry and say, you abused me the whole life. You are using me just 5-10% of my capacity, but within that particular function, you abused me so much, which is the function of linear thinking.
Ah.
And unless you utilize brain for what it was created, that it can access the whole creation and bring the information in certain form compared to heart, which can access the whole creation and bring in any information, but in different type of, or multiple forms. then we don't use brain to the full extent of its capacity. So the brain would really be angry and say, it's time to start to use me different way. And so once we create connection with the brain, and I do it with clients, and there are more to it than just awareness, but this is a really big piece.
Okay.
Then everything starts to shift. The major thing is if the particular person, like person who was wounded in certain stage where betrayal was perceived, the person, in order not to feel betrayed or not to prevent betrayal, would calculate actually within the defense mechanism so many steps ahead that it would abuse the brain through permanent extreme calculations and thinking. And so certain type of population has strokes, for instance, black people, African Americans here in the United States, before Obama especially, because Obama is a great healer through the symbol, symbolism. When you put symbol, which is black president in White House,
that's good, good.
It shifts the whole collective consciousness. The symbol itself is a key for manifestation templates to shift.
So that's the bridge you were talking about. You were talking about a bridge, right?
This is different mechanism.
Okay.
Yeah, bridge is one mechanism. It is a connection. The symbol is activating templates to reshape the hologram of reality through different results, through changes within the manifestation templates.
So does the stroke rate reduce itself in the black culture?
Yes, it is possible, and I will tell you how.
Okay.
Before Obama, let's say, people, black people, always there was the opened or undercover, you know, or unseen racism. And black people, and I met many black people, I was observing how they are behaving, and they always knew that if black people apply for a job, I don't know, in a restaurant to be a waiter, let's say, and white person applies in the same restaurant, and the owner is white, and despite the fact that the black person is as good as the white one, the white would be accepted. And this is the, you know, racism. So the black person has to be five times better than the white one. And during the crucial moments of interview with the owner of the restaurant, he has to impress that particular owner so much that the owner will say, yes, I'm taking you.
Yes.
So, see?
Way more than the white applicant, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The black person has such a brain muscle in his head that it is calculating all aspects and all angles, making sure that he's covering all expected and unexpected situations. And permanently thinking, and you can observe them, not maybe now, but maybe still. And you can observe how the person is dealing with the authority. And what, in order for them to have no problems within the society, they were always, the black population was always trying to prevent any conflict or failure, because they had children they had to feed.
Right.
So the prevalence of stroke in black population is so high because of that increased linear mental process.
The pressure, terrible pressure.
Yeah, of course, the black person has choice to start a holographic process and balance the processes between the brain and clean the energy field around the brain and make some the physiology of the brain healthy. But they are not aware of what is going on energetically, so they don't do it.
But seriously, to go back and recap, we could then go into the brain and ask the brain, to make the connection with different dimensions. Is that what
Yes. Brain needs good physiology first. You need to make sure that there is no any implant from other dimensions, astral level, astral entities, and all these things. Then,
and you just ask to find that out, right?
Yes, your guides. Then the energy field is pretty clean of emotions, you know, low frequency emotions, which is not the case in many people's lives. And then
that's true.
You want to activate pituitary gland and pineal gland for high sensory perception and connection to higher realms, and of course pineal gland with DMT, dimethyltryptamine, which is called spirit molecule, but also the pituitary gland have extreme power.
And once again, and do you speak to those glands specifically? Is that what we do?
Yeah, we can talk to them. Each gland will talk to you back, and we can find out in what state of being is particular hormone also.
Yeah, I like that idea. So we can actually evolve. Because one of the things I was asking you about on the phone yesterday was, can you help us work with the multidimensionality? And that's what you're saying right now, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Multidimensionality, you utilize actually not only two sensors or three sensors of high sensory perception, but up to 10 or 12, and you can go farther But the major ones, you know, high sensory perception of proprioceptive sense. So you can perceive how somebody feels with body 1,000 miles away. Then you can perceive his or her emotions. Then you can perceive thoughts. You can perceive feelings.
And you can perceive the power of the rose in the 15th dimension?
You can, yeah. It's power of the rose. You can perceive it, but not to the... Yeah, you can perceive it.
And one of the things that you also mentioned was the cleaning of the etheric body or the emotional, the vibrational body around us. Can you suggest to people how we can be sure that that's clear?
Yeah. It is slightly complex. We want to clear our auric field with baths, good food, going outside, doing yoga, spinning chakras, being grounded, allowing high frequency currents coming in from higher dimensions through the seventh chakra, but we can call up various rays like violet, gold, emerald, blue rays, and there are many rays.
So it's our, as if our focus attaches to some lower frequencies, so the focus needs to be up higher.
And yeah, and of course we have to understand how we are creating these emotions or feelings in the first place, which is ego, wounding, misconceptions, you know, lower self, shadow aspects, self-judgments and judgments. All these are part of the personality or defense system of the personality.
So it's all release, clearing, release, clearing, release, clearing?
It is a release from the of the wound, from all levels of the field where the issue of the wound resides, which is between first and 11th dimension of the field. But when you start to work on it, you start always with emotional body and mental body. So what emotion and thoughts are connected together, and how we repeat the pattern of thinking which is generating particular negative emotions stored within emotional body or astral body. So, for instance, if you have a... what is thought? We need to define what thought is.
What thought is?
Do you know what thought is?
Well, I don't, except I think it's mental patterns and it's energetic.
Yes, it is energetic, it is electromagnetic, and it is a pattern. It is actually, it has a structure, it is a hologram. And we call it, the thought is a manifestation template.
Right, okay.
So it is simple, one thought is a simple manifestation template. But if you have so-called negative thought, and this little template is inserted into your mental body, it, in mental body, there are lines of light, and you will be able to recognize it by distortions of those lines, diminishing their intensity, and it looks like a darker spot. So if the life force coming from God from higher dimensions down are projected through the mental body like a manifestation template, and you know, you place into your mental body that particle thought, which is little manifestation template, like thought, I don't know.
Like I'm not a good person, or you change.
Yeah, like I hate her, or I'd hate him, or war on cancer, you know.
Any war.
Uh-huh. War on cancer, war on diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You place it into mental body. Then what is happening actually in emotional body is that projected energy through that template shifts the polarity of the particles to the opposite of the health emotion.
Right.
And they start to accumulate them.
Right. And I have to kind of draw this to a close, which I don't want to do, because this is so interesting. So we need to have more time with you. But if people want to get hold of you, or if they want to hear you, they can hear you in Tucson next week, I think, or the week after.
Unfortunately, I am not able to go there for a presentation.
Okay.
But on Nina's Brown Star Clinic conference, there is a my interview, 3 hours actually, with her, and there is a PowerPoint.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it is about the ordinances within the Galactic Society and Universal Society.
Oh, my.
And, yeah. And how on planet and solar system, how it is organized. And there are great speakers there. And, you know, I can always talk to some people, or maybe we can set up another, you know.
I'd love to have you back on. And I will have even more specific questions to take us farther into the dimensions next time, because you gave us a good grounding.
Thank you.
And this is Vladimir Turek, A Path to Whole... No, no, Path Towards Wholeness.
Wholeness.com
or .org?
.com. .com, yeah. And what my practice is, a spiritual energy healing and counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with basically any distortions and bringing a realignment into the human's well-being and health. So
I know your work is very exciting. I just know that. And so, but we have to say goodnight, or they'll hook us off stage. So I want to say to the listeners, thank you so much for tuning into Paradigm Shifters. And don't be worried. Don't be afraid to look up Vladimir Turek, T-U-R-E-K or C?
K.
Vladimir Turek on PathTowardsWholeness.com.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Veronica.
And if anyone would like to be in touch with me, it's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. There's an Ask Veronica or feedback place there. Suggestions for guests, comments about Vladimir Turek's amazing journey into multidimensionality, and much love to all of you. Thank you for listening.